This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. For the first time in more than a year, Colorado is no longer experiencing the most severe drought conditions. Exceptional drought has long plagued the western slope, but as the worst conditions have improved, moderate drought is quickly spreading. It now covers more than 75% of Colorado, more than twice the amount from 3 months ago. Denver has released a new plan for how it will spend taxpayer money to fight climate change. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
It's been a year since Denver voters approved a $40 million annual sales tax for projects to soften the effects of climate change. The first big round of proposed projects will use $26 million to build and operate community solar projects across the city. That includes solar power public carports and EV charging stations at parks and recreation centers. Some of the electricity produced will be used to reduce utility bills for residents who need help. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Hindus are celebrating Diwali this week. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was in Centennial for the Festival of Light.
It's been 2 years since the Hindu Temple of the Rockies held a celebration for the biggest holiday in their calendar. COVID-19 shut things down last year, and a snowstorm kept worshippers away in 2019.
We are exceptionally happy.
Board President Ved Nanda was ecstatic to see hundreds of people fill the cultural hub.
The temple for Hindus is a gathering place, keeping our own identity together and playing an important part in this community.
After visitors lit candles and prayed to the goddess Lakshmi, they streamed outside for the big draw of the night, a cacophony of fireworks. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
You can see pictures from the festival at denverite.com. This is CPR News.